when we were first elected, there was a meeting of all the new members. When the Chief Whip, Humphrey Atkins, as he then was, explained to us about the whipping system and how we would get a piece of paper telling us what the votes were, and underlined once, twice, and you were probably familiar with the one, two and three line whip. And a three line whip, he said, means you are either there or you are dead. And there was an occasion of a three line whip. This was in between 74-79, at a stage when the Labour government had a very slim majority. In fact, it depended who else voted with them. And I can't now recall what the issue was, but and of course the Union Division bells went. I left what I was doing and trotted across from Dean's Yard. Had to cross the main road, where when there's the division there should be a policeman stopping the traffic, and this occasion there wasn't. So that delayed me a few minutes, and then of course it's quite a long trot up through the hall and the central lobby. I just got to the division lobby, the door was shut in my face. I just missed it. I think it was it 6 minutes then? I think then it may have been 6 minutes, I think it's now 8 minutes, whatever the time from when the division bells first go. And I'd missed the vote. And the result was declared. And the Labour government had won by one vote. So to say that I felt uncomfortable would be an understatement. Mind you, had I voted, it would have been a tie. And the Speaker, by convention, would have still given his casting vote to the government of the day. So it wasn't absolutely fatal, but of course it didn't look very good. And it was all on the front page of the paper next door, the next morning. It is understood that Mr. Roger Sims, etc., missed the boat. Oh dear. I anticipated it by writing a contrite letter to the Chief Whip, telling him what had happened and so on. And I still have somewhere his reply, "Dear Roger, thank you for your letter explaining why you missed the boat and so. Not to worry, it's the sort of thing that happens to us all, just once, underlined three times.